The Port Authority of Allegheny County has done a reversal and tossed out its planned severe service cuts to Homewood, Rankin, and the Mon Valley that were linked to the proposed bus rapid transit project. At a meeting in Rankin Thursday evening, Port Authority CEO Catherine Kellerman apologized to residents for not being a good neighbor. The transit agency will resubmit its federal grant application for the BRT in the fall. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald.
Might resubmitting the application delay the process?
Oh, no, I don't think so. In fact, we were down in Washington last week. Right after that meeting, Catherine and I and our congressional delegation met with the FTA. We scored very high. We were one of the highest as far as connecting folks, as far as the plan in general, around environment, around connectivity, around cost. It scored very high with the FTA guidelines that they have. So, no, we feel very good about it. And Catherine and her team are going through the normal process of submitting certain documents and certain plans that they need and certain, you know, under certain timelines. We feel very good about where we are, and the fact that it's got such broad support across the community certainly helps.
So could the changes, the reversal in reduction of services, could that actually be a benefit to your federal application showing, look, we listen to the public, we listen to the community?
Well, again, the BRT is just one component of what transit will be. It goes through the heart of where the system operates. Almost more than a third of the riders, you know, come through there on a daily basis. So it's a key component that connects so many different aspects of transit. So making that link, it's not an independent all by itself type of operation. It's connected to the whole system. So I think that's what Catherine and her team are taking a look at. And I think that's what the federal government and the FTA wants to see happen. So we know the federal budget and where that's all going. The administration is not happy with new projects. Congress wants to have more robust around new projects. We don't have necessarily a lot of control over that. We can just influence the fact that we've got a good plan that we want to see move forward.
Were they asking questions when you were in Washington, or were you just updating and briefing them?
Well, it was a good give and take back and forth on both sides. You know, they wanted some information. We were able to provide some information. I felt very positively about how the meeting went and how positive we scored on the FTA grading scale.
From their reaction to you, is that going to help you tweak the application that will be sent back in?
I think it's always a work in progress that you move forward on. And again, like all the projects that we seek funding on, a lot of times you've got to make some changes here and there to meet certain guidelines that are in place. But because we graded so high originally, I think that we'll only continue to enhance and improve our standing in the pecking order of projects that they're taking a look at.
Is the ask for the grant still about the same amount?
Yeah, that hasn't changed. It's still around, the project's still around $195 million, and we're seeking 50% of federal support on that project.
Any reaction? Did anybody eyebrows up when they saw that figure?
No. In fact, one of the reasons it grades so high is it's one of the lower asks of projects that are being put forward. The fact that there's such a local commitment and state commitment that have been part of it, that's part of the reason it does grade so high.
You had a date in mind for when the work could begin. When might that be?
We're going to move forward in an expeditious manner. I think the important thing is we have a plan in place that financially works for everybody, that reliably works for everybody, that gets people to work and school and places they need to be in an expeditious manner.
You were talking about 2019 to start. Is 2019 still in range?
We would hope that it would be, and we would hope that it more quickly we can do it would be the better. But we also realize the reality of going through all these different hoops, if you will, at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level. You know, you're working through an urban area with a lot of different moving parts, and again, a federal budget that we never know what to expect right now, what's coming out of Washington. So, you know, we don't want to put artificial timelines on this, but we want to move it as quickly as we can.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.